True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Mack sitting in 3-6. CCO audience held captive day 2. The to tip or not to tip? You know, this question comes up a lot. and it's an interesting question because it involves everybody, right? You're always looking at whether or not you should. And so when we sit in our production meetings or pre-production meetings, like this morning at 8 a.m., we had our first meeting for this show. And then we kind of, that's where the clay starts to get molded. And we start talking about how do you reach the most people? I was just talking to Dan Cook about being in the church industry. How do you reach the most people? And a radio station is no different. And you say, well, you got to come up with the greatest common denominator. What are the things that everybody relates to, that they listen to? Well, to tip or not to tip and how much to tip is always in play. Okay. And now we have a pandemic twist to it. Now we've got a little twist and turn and, oh, I'm not quite sure how I feel about this, and what should I tip if they, because I've been ordering online and they've been doing DoorDash, and how do I do this and that? And what I really hate, I've come to really hate, is when you put your credit card in that machine and then it starts at 15% for a tip. I'm not on that, guys. It's to 15, 20, 25, which makes you feel guilty at 15 because that's the lowest one. And I thought 15 was a little bit high because I haven't really got any service. I just walked through the line and you made my sandwich and I took it and then I put my card in there and all of a sudden there's 15, 20, 25%. And I'm going, well, I'm thinking this probably, maybe a tip's in order, but maybe a dollar. I mean, you're just rifling people through the line. You're really not doing anything. And so there's an article in Forbes that says people are tipping less. They're tipping less right now coming out of the pandemic for various reasons. I'll give you mine, and then you can give me yours. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Call or text us anytime. 651-461-9226. Have you changed in your theory about tipping? I have. Because during the pandemic to now, I have always so appreciated that people were working. Because I came to realize how many people are not working. And I really appreciate it during the pandemic when I realized that some people were just staying at home because they could get a check. Now, I get that. Some people might say that's sound business and they were saving us from spreading COVID. Okay. But I also commended those that would go to work instead of taking that option. And so I would generously tip all of those people because I wanted to encourage them and let them know that I recognize what it was that they were doing in a small way for our country, but also that I knew that a lot of other people wouldn't do what they did. And I wanted to let them know that that was appreciated. I really did. And I really do still, because I see these people working and you can say they're in harm's way given the way this virus has moved and be reinvigorated and then boom, 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 boom. But I give them credit for working and working in people professions. Now, here's where I had a problem. most of my tipping would involve the coffee shops because I'm a big coffee drinker. And I might stop in a given day. I might hit 2, 3, 4 coffee shops, depending on what my schedule is, where I'm running around, and blah, 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 blah. Here's where I have a problem. And I'm talking to you, Starbucks, and I'm talking to you, Caribou, and I'm talking to you, Dunn Brothers. I'm talking to all of you. You started to use that claim about how now it's more expensive for coffee. Okay, so you threw that at us. And the supply chain and this and that, and it's more expensive to get coffee. The old fuel cost argument, right? Which may or may not be true. I don't know. I don't know how coffee prices move, all those things. But now, if you buy, say, a medium coffee, depending on where you are, if you're in Minneapolis, you get taxed more. And let's say it's $3.80, which it's risen to for a medium or a large coffee, depending on what you get. I can't tip 20 cents, so I got to tip the whole $1.20. Well, now it's $5 for a cup of coffee, and that's outrageous. And yet I want to support the people that are working there because, doggone it, they came into work. They didn't try to mail this thing in. They're actually working. And many times they're short-staffed because of what we're going through right now. So I want to tip them. But what angers me is that you are taking more and putting it into profits than you are worried about your workers. Because if you're really worried about your workers, you'd keep the price down a little bit and allow us to tip more. That's what you'd do. You'd allow us to tip more. Because it's not reasonable to pay $5 for a cup of coffee, and yet that's what you're forcing the decision to be. And you're guilting us into that, and I don't appreciate that at all. You need to bring the prices down, and you need to take less profits because you got fewer people working on staff. You're paying fewer people, first of all. And it bothers me because it looks like you guys are all in cahoots on this thing. And those of us that partake a lot in your coffee feel somewhat guilty because we feel like you should be paying the help more, not relying on us to give tips and buy a $5 cup of coffee. So you're reducing my motivation and my incentive to give tips to the people that deserve it the most because I'm angry with you because you're charging me too much for a cup of coffee and I don't want to take it out on the workers. And yet, I don't know how else to send my message. 651-461-9226.
Maxie, I think I'm like a lot of people that I tip because it's the social norm. I live in the U.S. and where it's a tipping culture and when it's expected, I tip. I wish I lived somewhere, or I shouldn't say that. I wish we were more like Europe in that you don't tip in places in Europe. You go and that's the bill and you pay it. And that bill is enough to pay everything that's included in the cup of coffee or the dinner or whatever. However, I don't. I live in America, and we tip, so I do. Now, that being said, what I don't like is I know some places where young adults can go work 20, 25 hours a week, tending bar at a restaurant in the suburbs or serving tables, and I know people that have a degree in teaching, but they don't go teach because they can make more in 22 hours a week tending bar and then sitting at the bar till 2 a.m. afterwards.
Yeah.
And then going home and play video games
and
or whatever.
And of course,
why would you go get a teaching degree if you can do
they're
that?
They're reporting all the cash tips as
yeah,
well.
Of course, of course.
I just got a great tip, a great text from Pete Najarian on my personal line. Pete and I do the show on Sundays. I love talking to him about business. And he makes a great point that I can't agree with more. He says, you're 100% correct on coffee. And let me ask you this. When the price of coffee goes down, have you ever seen the price we pay for coffee go down? That's an excellent point by Pete Najarian. Do you think that when they figure out a way to get this supply chain thing figured out, they're going to say, oh, you guys have been such great patrons, we'll just reduce the price? I don't think so. So how do you tip? 651-461-9226. Mike Max sitting in on WCCO. I want to add one more thing about tipping, though. In general, last night, for example, my wife and I went out for dinner, and the waitress was delightful. And I saw her as somebody, I didn't ask her, but she seemed like someone that's probably trying to pay for her own college. That's just the way it came across to me, because she was doing everything she could to serve. Then I'll give more. Because I think, you know, if I give $3 more, $5 more, I'm never going to remember that, right? But she'll be enthused by it. She'll go, if I do good service, I earn some more money. And I wanted to do that because she did. And I also will hold back if somebody, you know, if they don't, especially if you sit down for a while and nobody comes to at least give you a glass of water. That's the one that gets me the most. It's like, oh, no, you're not in anybody's zone, you know? I was using that same line. I go, God, I thought I was the invisible man. Try that sometime. Yeah. But the question is, have you changed the way that you tip? Because apparently nationally people are tipping less coming out of COVID. But initially they were tipping more because maybe for the same reasons I said, we felt sorry for the people that were working and the workers and they're in their masks and they're going all day, especially these coffee shops, like I said, where you get like six or seven people behind the counter and they're working as a team and it can't be easy. And you, you know, you're running the risk of COVID no matter what, and they're doing it, man. That Starbucks and Chanhassen, they're just like a machine out there. Let's go to, is it John on line one?
Yeah.
John,
yeah,
go ahead.
It is. Yeah, I just was going to, I find myself tipping actually a little bit more post-COVID, just from the standpoint of, you know, I'm in transportation and I've got two good friends that are in the restaurant bar business and it is just a bear to try to get good quality help. So I find myself tipping a little more, but then on the other side of the coin from the business part of it, I know one of my friends, they charge the convenience fee if you're using a credit card or debit card, which is 3.79%. And in his world, that saves him $1,500 to $1,800 a month, you know, pass that on to the consumer. But when I tip, if I'm using my credit or debit card, I'm always paying cash for my tip for the simple reason the waitress or the person that's taking care of me, they're getting cash. They don't have to,
yes,
they don't have to claim that.
Yes.
And that, and then the convenience fee comes off of that too on the tip.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, absolutely. I try to do that too. I try to tip the, I'll pay the bill with the credit card and then tip with cash so I know it's going right into their pockets and they don't, the other thing they don't have to do is sit and figure it out at the end of the night. I mean, I hate doing stuff like that.
Right.
Just
the
cash, put it in your pocket and go home, you know?
Yep,
and like Dark Star always said, it's an honor system if you report that or not. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Chris in Eden Prairie on line two. Chris, you're on.
Well, hi guys. Well, I'm just a lowly, working class blue collar guy. And my take on that is if you're buying coffee at Caribou or Starbucks, you're just paying too much money. You get a Holiday and for like $5 or $6, you can get a cup of coffee every day for the month. You know?
Yeah. Well, so you sure can, if you want to call that coffee.
Well, I was, so it's pretty good in comparison to that.
But
so,
you know what? It's not that much cheaper. It's not. I mean, and honestly, here's the problem that happens there. Now, you're speaking to a coffee. I don't have a lot of expertise, okay, in life, but one of them is coffee. And I'm not a coffee snob. I like a hot cup of coffee that's fresh. That's all I ask. But what happens in general, now they've changed a little bit because there's new technology where people have these, you make it yourself kind of self-serve, but you actually make it yourself. But at some of these stations, Holiday being one of them, Speedway, Super America, the worst. Now they fixed this with this new machine. You didn't know if they were checking the pots or not. Same with Quick Trip. I was at Quick Trip yesterday. And I sampled that first, you know, it was in the afternoon. And you got to really be careful in the afternoon. And I put about a fourth a cup in, and I go, that's pitch black. I mean, yuck, you know. So you do have to take that in consideration. A lot of, and this isn't being a coffee snob, but a lot of people do not change the coffee often enough. Whereas at Starbucks and Caribou, in general, they're on top of it. So understand your point, but there is a difference. Let's go to Kathleen on line three. Kathleen, you're on. Mike Max sitting in on. I'm sorry, it's Trish on line three.
Oh, hi.
Are you there, Trish?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trish.
Okay. I think in the olden days, you were tipping on the service. You were tipping on the service. You know, at a coffee at a convenience counter or something, you'd sit down at the lunch counter and you'd pay for the service. Nowadays, you think you're paying for the service, but you're actually paying on the tab the price of the bill. So you can go into a sports bar, you know, where the atmosphere, you don't have linen tablecloths and napkins and things and fancy stuff, and you have a $34 steak and your bill's $80 or $90 for four people, and your service is just like it would be if you went into a TGI Fridays or something, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And you're paying the percentage, right?
Exactly. So you're really not.
The waiter or waitress isn't any better than you get at Applebee's. Only the filet mignon costs more.
Exactly. So you're not really tipping on the service. So you're shorting the waitress or waiter? I don't know. I tend to tip more on a takeout order, you know, because the person either brings it to your car or, you know, you don't have to pay for the ambiance of the restaurant. I'll tip even more just for them being showing up and doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a racket, I think, if you look at it at some point.
All I want is the workers to get the money. You know what I'm saying? They showed up.
Right.
They're working through the pandemic. They're wearing masks. They're doing all these things. I want them to get the spiff. And I don't want to see, like Pete Najarian sent me that text, and I couldn't agree with him more. Do you think now that they've established the price of coffee at you know, they've upped it by 20% or whatever it is, do you think once they have access to coffee like they used to, I think they're going to bring it back down? I don't.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Remember, years and years ago, there was a big coffee bean shortage because of the weather or something.
Yeah, something they told us, yeah.
It never went down.
Never went down.
Ever.
No, so they're going to take us, and they're going to take us again, you know?
You betcha.
All right, thanks for your call, Trish.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Number of texts on this. One of the problems is what happens is these people write a text and somebody else writes a text and interrupts it. So I'll get to those on the other side. We're also going to talk some serious stuff, as in gun control. What happens next? And I still can't figure out what's the line in the sand here. What is it that would be bipartisan? If we eliminate what to get our arms around gun control, what is it? Just AK-47s? Is it semi-automatic everything? What is it that needs to happen? Do we need to have a police officer at school, at every school? I don't know. But what will satisfy both sides in the gun control fight? We'll talk to Steve Dorsey about that and much more. Mike Mack sitting in on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in for Paul and Jordana. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Steve Dorsey, reporter, correspondent extraordinaire for CBS and beyond. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
Let's start with gun control. You cover this on a regular basis. How does this navigate in Washington? As we sit out here, you can call flyover country or outside.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The grid or whatever you want to call it, you know, we're always a little skeptical. We're going, are they going to get something done? Are they going to drag this on into midterms? Is it a political thing or is it a real thing? How does it feel out there when you cover it?
It feels like a real big challenge. It's the same kind of challenge folks in Uvalde, Texas, are feeling in Parkland, or feeling in Buffalo, or feeling that's in the middle of the country. You know, that's in parts of the South. They're frustrated, and certainly lawmakers in Congress are frustrated. But there's so many challenges ahead for substantive gun control reform that so far it just hasn't been seen just yet.
What happens in the next couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, month? What do you think?
Well, if you want gun control reform, the best success is in the Senate, where there's a bipartisan group negotiating potential reforms. A vote could happen on that by the end of the week, and that could then go to the House. So that's the biggest chance, and the White House said today that the president is encouraged by those negotiations, but still, they are just negotiations right now, and there's no product just yet.
Where do midterms fit into this, the way you see it or handicap it?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that Democrats are using this as part of their midterm strategy to motivate voters who want change, who want the tougher measures in gun control. Republicans, on the other hand, aren't focusing on this. They are focusing on inflation, on the economy, on gas prices. And in fact, a recent CBS News poll said a third of the people that responded to that poll said that this is mass shootings, at least, are just an unfortunate reality of living in a free society like in the U.S.
Sure. But eventually they're going to have to step to the table on it, because I don't think it's going to go away as an issue. Are they well prepared for it, do you think, the Republicans, or do you think that they just let this play out?
I think the pressure for gun control reform hasn't gone away, right? I mean, it's been around, especially since Sandy Hook years ago. There's no pressure that's letting up. The NRA, I think we'll have to see whether significant advancements on gun control meet the approval of the NRA or significant gun rights activists. I think that'll be the biggest tell on whether or not these efforts are successful.
Does the NRA wield the same power it did always, or is it different now?
It's a bit different now, right? They're not, after going through some internal scandals over the last few years, they're not certainly as powerful as they were, but they're still influential. You still see conservatives especially courting them for their money and for their approval. That doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon.
Does the January 6th get tied to gun control much out there where you live? Does that become a part of the issue of gun control, or are they completely separate issues?
You know, I haven't seen it personally. I think, that could be an issue of individual liberties, but also there were so many issues with having firearms on federal property to begin with, and at events where there are lawmakers. For instance, at the NRA convention in Texas, while the former President Trump was speaking, the Secret Service banned guns from the room and from the property. So, there are certainly competing environments going on, but so far I haven't seen a significant tie into January 6th.
And January 6th goes on, and they continue to fine-tooth comb this. When does it get resolved at some point and the file gets closed, or is this one of those that, for better or worse, will linger for a long time?
It's not going to go anywhere, and it's likely going to be with us for a long time, especially in rhetoric and in campaigns. We do expect the House Select Committee that are investigating this, led by Democrats, of course, to have a report at some point. But those public hearings kick off on Thursday in quote-unquote prime time. They'll also continue on Monday morning. And then once some court issues are resolved, we should at some point, perhaps this summer, get a report from that committee.
Steve, I know it's moving so quick out there and there's so many things, but thank you for giving us a little peek into it. Appreciate it very much.
Great to talk to you.
You bet. Steve Dorsey, correspondent, CBS. I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say it. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. You cannot have everything that you're pouring into January 6th and pour next to nothing into what happened, the riots here 2 years ago. There's no committee formed to see who burned down the third precinct. Every once in a while, they've got a small task force, and they'll find some pictures of somebody that they can put to it. There's no committee to say, hey, who took care of Speedway there and for who did that to target on Lake Street and target in downtown Minneapolis? Who broke all those windows? There's no investigation into that in Washington or anywhere. No, because it doesn't matter to them. Because there's not enough political gain in Minneapolis. So they'll just let us sit. And we're not going to hold people accountable for that. Why would we do that? Why would we hold people accountable for that if we can't gain something politically from it? And so they'll play volleyball with this January 6th, the insurrection. And obviously there needs to be accountability there too. There needs to be people that are arrested. There needs to be people put in jail. There needs to be a lot that comes from January 6th. And what was done there. But when you compare and contrast it to what happened here and that they did nothing, next to nothing on a federal level to investigate and clean up and hold people accountable for destroying parts of our city. And they said, well, we'll just let that one pass because, you know what, the bigger thing is we can get some political power out of this thing in Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, the hell with them. What do they bring to the table? And that just sickens me every time I drive by those buildings that were burned out and where the bars are now on the door and all the things that you saw that were torched literally and you know, Wells Fargo and White Castle burning and what they did at Midway. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But that's okay because that only happened in Minnesota. And we can't get enough out of Minnesota to make that important to us. I've said this before, Clobie, Smitty, you got to get on this one because you got to represent us on this. And all I see is you want accountability on what happened on January 6th, and that is fair, man. Go get them. Go get them, man. Take a bite out of the dogs. But this has just been forgotten. It's as if, oh, yeah, but that's okay. I don't get that. I guess I never will. When we come back, we'll visit with Susie Jones. And I'll tell you something that I saw in downtown Minneapolis today walking over here that I have never seen before. And I hope I never see it again. Stay with us. Welcome back. Susie Jones, how are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a one-day weekend because I so graciously offered to fill in Friday for the 9 to noon position.
Sounded good.
Yet to be filled, but we keep plugging away. We need to do.
Yeah, it sounded good on Friday.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. You sound good every time, though.
No, I don't. That's not true.
I've got
a beehive going now and text people agreeing and disagreeing with me on whether or not they treat us like flyover land in Minnesota. But anyway, you know what I saw today in downtown Minneapolis I've never seen before, Susie?
Oh, I would love to hear it.
I don't even want to say it because it's ruined my appetite for the
rest. It's a pregnant pause is what he's doing there.
9th and Nicollet, right up against J.B. Hudson.
I know it.
Okay, Target's on one side of the other side. It's J.B. Hudson, right up against the J.B. Hudson building.
Yep.
A lady pulls her pants down and urinates on the side of the building.
A woman?
Yep.
Not a guy.
Yep. I'm looking at this and it's surreal and I'm going, what is going on here? And all of a sudden I see what she's doing.
Mm.
And it was...
startling.
It was startling and I can't get it out of my mind. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it was so grotesque.
Yucky.
Yep. And I've seen guys do the same thing in the alley.
Sure.
Which is, you know, kind of a temporary outhouse for some.
Some.
But this was the first time I'd seen this in broad daylight. So, and by the way, this is not indicative of the way all Minneapolis runs. It's not like you see this all the time and blah, blah, blah. There's lots of good stuff going on in downtown and Nicollet and all those things. But you do see this too. That's what I'm saying.
I will just add to the story real quick and tell you that I am a big Target shopper. When I'm downtown, I run over and I might get some shampoo or
toothpaste. Because it's convenient for us.
Very convenient. And I had to use the bathroom, had to tinkle.
Yep.
And there is now one bathroom in Target.
Yep.
And you need a code.
Yep.
And they used to have 6 or 8 stalls in the ladies' room and men, I suppose. Now there's one.
Yep.
For that very reason, I think it was getting to be too much to handle the traffic in the bathroom.
Yep, because So they did what I guess if I was a business, I'd probably do too because I can't afford to keep fixing, you know.
Right, if something breaks. So maybe they need porta potties downtown.
They've got some in some areas, but I don't know. It's just I can't get it out of my mind now. Anyway.
Shake it off because we have some news stories.
We got a lot of news going on here, including the saddest part of it, a 3-year-old shot, the latest victim in Minneapolis.
Gosh. Happened about 8:45 near the corner of 23rd and Sheridan. Now, the police came out a little bit later this afternoon and kind of clarified that it was a shooting that did not happen outside. So there was some thought, was the child playing outside? Well, no. So we'll hopefully find out some more in the next day or so. But just, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. It's like third or fourth story down on the paper. And, people are talking about it.
That's where we're at, right?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the 3-year-old is in. The last I saw was critical condition. Is it still that?
Critical and stable. So child was shot in the stomach and rushed to North Memorial and in, you know, critical but stable. So hopefully our hearts, you know, that we say a prayer and hope that child pulls through. But just that gun violence is just never ending. Go ahead.
You know, think of the people that show up on that scene. I mean, how can you not have PTSD after trying to work with a 3-year-old that's been shot? You know?
Can't even
I don't care how hardened you are to it or how,
No, I tell you what. So the next story that I'm working on, we are working on.
In your backyard.
St. Louis Park.
Yeah. Flooded basements continue, huh?
Wow.
And we know who the culprit is.
Well,
the city, right?
Yeah. Water main breaks twice. So old pipes. New apartment over there on Texas and Minnetonka. If you're familiar with my,
sure, I know the area, yeah.
My mechanic, D&D Auto, right there on the corner. They build a big new apartment complex. And a lot of folks in the neighborhood are not happy, as most people aren't when you stick one of those up in your neighborhood. But water main broke 2 weeks ago. Flooded 4 hours, flooded this gal's basement that I went to her house today. She had just gotten it cleaned up Thursday, just started ordering new water heater, new washing machine. I mean, because it was sewer water in her basement.
Oh, God.
And anyway, then, so they have someone clean it Thursday, Friday night. Boom, breaks again. Another one. So she's at her wit's end. I took pictures of her basement. I talked to her on the phone. I mean, I went to her house. So we have that story online right now. Plus, I have a long version of it at 6. And City of St. Louis Park is having a meeting tonight to hear from folks.
And I bet they will.
Loudly, probably. Yep. Loudly. Yep. And then our last story that I wanted to mention to you is that the trial of the two former Minneapolis police officers, the state trial, was to have started next week, now delayed till January of 2023. A little startling. A lawyer we talked to earlier today said he thought they were just waiting for the federal sentence to come down because Tu Tao and J. Alexander King are the only two left. They were all three convicted in federal court. Once the federal sentence is handed down, he believes, this attorney, that the two will make a plea arrangement and
sure.
end up.
Oh, I get that, but man, it gets confusing.
Oh,
you know, because they're charged federal and local, and you can't file. Mike Padham is going to join us, attorney at 5:35, to talk about it. But it seems like it's like, well, didn't they already? Wasn't there already a trial? And we all get confused by it, right?
It's a lot, and I, you know, hopefully it will come to a conclusion at some point. We can move on, but still, you know, all this life goes on, right? Keep your pants up.
Keep your pants up, man. You got that right. Oh, now I can't even stop thinking of it. It was so, man.
We've gotten past it. Now we're back there.
Yeah, if you're on 9th and Nicollet and you smell something, yep, it is what you think it is. maybe the pot smell over there will drown it out. Thanks, Susie.
No problem.
I'll get into some of these texts, and we got many pertaining to the last hour of this program, plus Andy Tate. Andy Tate and more in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.